All right, if you would, go ahead and turn your Bible to Leviticus chapter 19. You say, preacher, you're going into Leviticus? Yes, I am. I've got several passages here that I want to focus on, and there's a reason behind, like the old saying is, there's a method to my madness. And what we see here, and you say, well, how do you get a message? Sometimes I get a message simply because it needs to be preached, needs to be taught. And what's going on in our world today is the fact that there are a lot of people being deceived by the occult. And we're going to deal with some of the things that the devil tricks people with. And so I'm going to go ahead and go to Leviticus 19, chapter 31. I mean, verse 31, and we're going to read just the one verse to start with. But let's stand in honor of the Word of God. In fact, let's go ahead and read the verse together. A lot of churches can't do that. I like being able to do that because we all got the same Bible. And if you don't, we'll know. Amen. Verse 31, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. And Lord, what a blessing it is to know that you are the Lord our God. But Lord, you give us some warnings from the Word of God. The Bible has so many warnings. And the thou shalt nots are not to keep us from our fun. It's not to cause us to have a less full life, but a more joyful life. A life more full of the holiness and blessings and joy of God. Lord, we ask you to move in a special way. And Lord, I don't want you to let this preacher get in the way. I know the devil doesn't like what I'm going to teach tonight. And Lord, I don't know how he might try to interrupt. But Lord, we want you to be glorified in everything said and done. And Lord, we want your people to be educated on how to warn, how to be warned, forewarned of some of these tricks that the devil uses. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Let the name of Jesus be glorified in all that's said and done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. I look at this particular passage, and what this is, a lot of people don't realize what's going on in our world today, but I see it more and more, just sometimes even in commercials on TV. And I see what's going on, and you see people at a crystal ball, having a crystal ball right there in the middle of the table. It's a dark room around them, and all kinds of eerie-looking things on the walls and on the tables and everything. I got news for you. When they call up, and I'm not going to go to the deal with King Saul and the Witch of Endor, but I will tell you that what we see here in this particular passage is a warning. And it's a warning from God because he's wanting to give us a warning to teach us how to stay safe and how to avoid some of the traps of the devil. What we see here is the fact that the Lord's saying, he says, regard not them that have familiar spirits. Well, what do you mean by familiar spirits, preacher? And well, I'll go ahead and say this. A lot of times when people sit at a seance table, one of the things that they're looking for is they're wanting to talk to the dead. They're wanting to talk to Aunt Josephine, or they're wanting to talk to Grandma or Grandpa or my old friend from high school that was killed in a car wreck or whatever. It doesn't matter. I got news for you. They're not going to be able to pull those people up.
That's right.
You say, well, how do you know that? You see the term familiar spirits? What you do is when you sit at a seance table, what you're going to do is you're going to tell them, well, you're going to give them some information. Who are you trying to call up? Well, I'm trying to call up. Well, what was the last thing they wore when you, the last time you saw them? Oh, I had, Aunt Josephine had a red dress with a red plume hat on, and guess what? All you're doing is giving those people an opportunity to call up one of their demons, and their demons are going to be familiar. They're going to look like who you're wanting to talk to. And I've heard time and time again, I remember one boy, young man, he probably wasn't more than 14, 15 years old, and he was one of his grandparents, I think, took him to one of those seances. And he said something, and he mentioned, they asked him, said, well, who would you like to talk to? And he said, well, I'd like to talk to my grandma. Well, told him something about it. Had this spirit come up, and it looked like his grandma. But guess what? The boy asked and said, well, grandma, how is it in heaven? Oh, it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And said, well, how many people are up there? Oh, everybody's in heaven. And he said, well, what about the Buddha and Confucius and Muhammad? And oh, yeah, they're all up here. And the boy spoke up. He stood up. He slapped the table down. And he said, that is not my grandmother. And my grandmother knows better than that. She'd never make a statement like that. She knows that the only way anybody's going to get to heaven is through Jesus. I got news for you. These familiar spirits were available all the way back. If you look at what's going on here, and I'm not going to go through all of it, but we'll cover some of it, is the fact that God was sending the children of Israel into Canaan to take over the land, to kick out the Canaanites. And why was God so vicious and wanting the children of Israel to kill all these people, even the children? I know that sounds rough. That sounds tough on us. But God wanted to make sure that these people and the wicked devices of the devil that they were practicing did not propagate into the children of Israel. And the children of Israel, if they had done what God told them to do, they'd have stayed out of trouble with God a whole lot longer than they actually did. But I was looking up, and what spurred my interest in this, and the Lord kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, you need to cover this with your people. And I say this time and time again, my job as a pastor is to warn the sheep about the wolves. Okay? That's what a pastor is supposed to do. And if we're not warning people about, and I'll go a step farther. This young man, that his grandfather is a deacon at a church I used to go to. I'll go that far. Brother Bill grew up with his brother. Got in trouble with his brother a few times too. But the truth is, if that church had taught right, that boy wouldn't even be thinking about Catholicism. He would know the truth. And that's one of the things that, and I mentioned it to Sharon, I guess just today or yesterday, that it angers me to know that I wasn't taught, I wasn't warned growing up. I went to a Baptist church all my life. Now, I got away as a teenager like most people do, but I When I was younger, I was there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I was not taught about the dangers of Catholicism or the Watchtower or any of those things. That is awful, awful, awful. That's an awful indictment for a church. Not to allow the people, not to give the people the truth about these wicked, wicked traps of the devil. Now, got that off my chest, but anyway, number one, I will give you some points here. I was looking up, and some of you might have seen this. This is not, if you take this as an endorsement for this, I'm going to get upset, maybe throw some. But this is not an endorsement unless you want to go to hell, okay? If that sounds good to you, then this is an endorsement. But there's a commercial out about a birthday book. I don't know whether you know about it or I know about it. I've seen commercials about it from time to time. And I looked it up, and one of the things it said when it's on the ad, and you don't need to look it up. I'm trying to warn you about it in case you see the commercial and get... But it says, discover who you really are. Anybody ever heard somebody say, well, I've got to find myself? Look in the mirror, dummy. But the truth is, we need, as Christians, we need to help those people. And the best thing we can do is warn them about these kind of crazy things. Because that book is full of the astrology, it's full of zodiac signs, it's full of horoscopes. Those are all subtle forms of Satanism. Yep. Okay? The Ouija board and all that kind of garbage, you don't need to be anywhere near it. And you say, well, what about a Ouija board? I had one when I was a teenager. And I got news for you. I wasn't warned about it. But I got news for you. That thing does move by itself. And how does it move by itself? There's a demon behind it.
That's right.
Okay? Plain and simple. But my number one point is discover. Discover, it said discover yourself. Discover who you really are. I got news for you. I read my Bible and I discover who I really am. And I don't necessarily like who I really am, but I am really pleased that Jesus loves me anyway.
Amen.
And we need to make sure that this world understands that I've saw it coming. Whether I'm a prophet or not, I don't know whether that, but I saw the prediction. I made a prediction that the more popular Harry Potter became, the more witches, warlocks, and the occult was going to blossom in the future in our country and the world. And that's exactly what's going on. But look at what it says in verse 31. And the Lord is warning us. Point number one is discover. Point number two is found right here in this passage. It says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Why would you seek after witches and warlocks and demons and evil spirits and familiar spirits and all when you can go right to the top and get it straight from the Creator's mouth? See, we need to make sure that we understand the danger that's crawling and creeping around behind the bushes around us in our world today. This world, those children that we have, that God has entrusted us with, they need to know what's right and what's wrong. The best thing they can get from us is the truth. And the only way they're going to get the truth is for us to give it to them out of the Word of God.
Amen.
But let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18. I broke this down. There's a lot in these few verses, three verses right here in chapter 18. And a lot of these verses it covers so much. But we're going to start with verse 9. And start with verse 9. It says of Deuteronomy chapter 18, it says, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now I want you to understand that. There's a reason God gave them the land. Because the other people were being evicted for their wickedness. Okay, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, there's your seance, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. The Lord knows that we can't be perfect. But he does expect us to really work hard to try. But I'm going to break down some of these things right here in verse 18, or chapter 18. And I want to bring out some things because it says, number one, and I've got them, what, about nine of them. And I'm going to explain them. Anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. Now, I want you to understand what they were doing was they were actually killing these children. They were sacrificing them. And you say, well, what? We don't have anybody doing that today. We don't. What about abortion? So they don't pass through the fire, but you cut them up in the mother's womb. You think God's happy about that?
No.
Not a chance. So just like the Canaanites were sacrificing their children, Americans and a lot of people around the world are sacrificing their children as well. Number two, it says, or that useth divination. Now I want you to, the term divination simply means to seek knowledge of the future from supernatural means. So if you're all about, oh, I can't go out today because the signs just aren't right. You can go out today, but your head's not right. The truth is, you've got these crazy things. Hey, who's in charge? Who's really in charge? God is. Are you going to trust these signs that are from the devil? Or are you going to trust the God that keeps your heart beating?
Amen.
Okay, number three. Or an observer of times. Those are astrologers. Now there's a difference between astrology and astronomy. You say, well, what's the difference? Astrology is satanic. It's telling you how the stars line up, and you can't do this, and you need to do this on a particular day. Astronomy is simply studying what God put together. Okay? By the way, I'm not going to go there. I mention it from time to time. But Ephesians chapter 6 talks about the dangers of the wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. I don't believe it's an accident that the planets in our solar system are named after a lot of the gods of mythology.
Yeah.
I believe that those are really some type of demon while we're dealing with this kind of stuff. What do you think about UFOs, preacher? I personally believe, number one, that they're real. Number two, they're also demons. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay? I don't have a problem. The Bible's got all the answers.
That's right.
We don't need to question what God said. All we need to do is just find out what he said and just to believe it. All right, number four, or an enchanter. And that's one who uses subliminal means to get one to do what they would not do otherwise. An enchanter, they cast spells. We hear about that in voodoo and witchcraft all the time. By the way, I'll go ahead. A lot of people say, oh, those cartoons, they're so sweet. Remember how long ago it was that Disney put out Fantasia? And Mickey was a warlock or a wizard, whatever. What about the Smurfs? Oh, they're so cute and cuddly. Didn't they have a magic wand? Couldn't they cast spells? You see how long this stuff has been going on, creeping into the children's minds? The devil's been working hard on people. Number five, a witch, a worshiper of Satan, one who uses satanic power for evil purposes. By the way, one of the things that Satanism is known for, and especially somebody that's a witch or a warlock, is levitation. Sometimes you see those type of people on TV and you wonder, how on earth do they do that? It's a demon. It's a demonic power. Okay, number six, or a charmer. One who charms. Now, you're not going to like this, I don't think, but maybe it'll help you. One who charms or uses hypnosis. Number seven, or a consulter with familiar spirits, evil spirits that translate themselves into appearing like someone who is dead. Or a wizard, which is another aspect of Satan worship. And a necromancer, I guess I'm saying that right. Anyway, dealing with communicating with the dead. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. I've gone through these because I want us to understand. You need to stay away. You need to warn people. You need to understand there's a danger being sucked into these things because it's a carrot that the devil's dangling in front of us. We need to be careful. So number one was discover. Number two, defile. Number three is devilish. Let's go there. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'm almost done. First Timothy chapter 4. Look at verse 1. It says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Well, we wouldn't buy into any of those doctrines of devils. What the Lord warned the children of Israel about when they moved into the land, he said, "Do not learn after their ways." And they did learn. They shouldn't have. They should have been winning those people. If they weren't going to get rid of them, they should have been winning those people over and getting them to understand who the real God was. But what we see here is the fact that the word doctrine is simply means teaching. Okay? It's a teaching. What we need to do is remember that the devils have their doctrines just like God has his. And what we need to remember is the fact that those doctrines of devils will deceive you, will trick you, will destroy you. And the only hope we have is to stay close to the Lord and stay in the book. I've got one more point. And I really don't have necessarily a verse to go with it, but it's deadly. I want you to understand. Well, let's go to, we'll put this verse, Romans chapter 8. Go to Romans chapter 8. There's a number of verses I could use here. But look at what it says let's look at verse 8 and 9. Romans 8, verse 8 and 9. It says, "So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." You say, why do you use that verse for deadly? If the people we're dealing with, we're trying to win to Christ, if they do not have the Holy Spirit inside of them, they do not have the divine discernment to understand, to see the danger, to watch what's going on around them. And what we need to do is to remember that this is awful, awful when people get caught up in it. And I personally believe, and I'll go ahead and finish with this, I personally believe that this is one of the reasons why we are having so much trouble winning our country to Christ, because our country is so steeped in these tricks of the devil. Whether it's a seance, whether it's familiar spirits, whether it's Ouija boards or zodiac or horoscopes, it don't matter. Anytime you grab hold of one of the devil's tricks, it's going to pull you away from Jesus. And that's what we need to remember. Your hope, your friends, your family, your neighbors, the people we knock doors with, we need to get them away from the devil's garbage, the devil's doctrine, and get them to God's doctrine, the Bible. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and mercy. What a blessing it is to know the truth. But Lord, knowing the truth also, it breaks our heart because there are so many people that don't know the truth. Lord, we ask you to move in a special way. We want you to be glorified. Lord, we want you to help us win those. And Lord, peel back the scales in the eyes of those that are deceived so that we can draw them to Christ. use the invitation for our good and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand.